Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I'm your host, Willa White, and you're tuning in to Lilydale Radio. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, this is my opportunity to chat with you, and many times I have guests on the show. Today, I'm flying solo, so I'm really enjoying doing my Wednesdays with Willa show. I get to share different topics with you and have a spiritual conversation. And so today's topic is Happy Halloween! Happy Halloween, everyone! And I'm going to be discussing more of the spiritual side of Halloween. So I have on today, for those of you who are just listening on the Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio, you can't see me, but I am wearing a bright orange sweater in honor of today. And many of you are joining me on my Facebook page, which is Willa White Medium. This also gets shared on the Lilydale Assembly Facebook page. And because it's part of the Lilydale Radio Show lineup, we've got four Lilydale Radio shows. I have Wednesday mornings and Tuesday evenings. Some of you may have caught Colleen VanderZijden's show, Embracing Your Essence. That's at 8 o'clock. Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. is John White, no relation. And then Thursday mornings, Celeste Elliott has her show at 10 a.m. So you can check those out on the blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio site, or many of those shows are aired on Facebook page is of those individuals, and then also the Lilydale Facebook page. So there we have a rundown of that. And so, yes, good morning, guys. I wanted to cover more of the spiritual side of Halloween. I am not very into Halloween myself. Of many of you who know me, have had readings with me, I am just not into spook and boo. I don't do the horror movie thing. I'm not into the fear thrill that some people get into regarding this. And I feel very sweetly guided by God, by the divine in my life. And I try to apply that to all days. 365 days of the year, we do have opportunity for spirit contact. But historically, Halloween has been one of those days where many people feel the veil is thin between the earth plane and the spirit plane. And you know, if that's what helps for certain folks along the way, we certainly have we have Halloween, we have All Souls Days, and we have the Day of the Dead, and a lot of opportunities at this particular time of year to honor the dead, to celebrate the dead, and to kind of maybe have an understanding of mortality that comes along with that. The sloughing off of the mortal coil, as Shakespeare likes to say. And we do have an opportunity to kind of take stock in our own lives when that's all going on. Some of you may be very aware of the origins of Halloween. You know, they're ancient, Celtic, and they're Christian holidays, and all kinds of things, and they're wonderful books and things you can find online. But I'm wondering how many of you know about souling associated with Halloween. Now, the name Halloween actually is derived from the word hallow. And hallow is actually a holy word. And many of you are probably familiar with the Lord's Prayer. And with the Lord's Prayer, that Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so hallowed means that it's holy and of reverence. And so that's how I like to view pretty much every aspect of my life, that it's an opportunity to embody prayer, and it's an opportunity to bring something holy. We are human, and we can enjoy those aspects as well, but that spiritual side is first and foremost. And with souling, people, especially in the medieval times, would go to people's doors. Typically, they were children, just as the tradition goes today, but it wasn't so much about the trick-or-treat aspect of it. With souling, what they would do is that the groups of poor people, often children, would go door to door on All Hallowtide, and they would collect soul cakes. Now, soul cakes are kind of like cookies. They're kind of like flat-looking cookie-shaped. It's like a little round cake. And with this, they would collect this, and they would then, it was kind of like a promise that they, in exchange for the soul cake, would pray for the dead, especially the souls of the giver's friends and relatives. And those soul cakes would also be offered for the souls themselves to eat. You see that historically throughout the different cultures. They sometimes will put food out for their loved ones, or keep a chair at the table for those, and a plate for them with little morsels of food. You see this frequently throughout different cultures and historically. But I thought this was kind of sweet, this idea of soul cakes. You know, it's as with that the Lent tradition of hot cross buns, the All Hallowtide soul cakes were marked with a cross, typically, and that indicated that they were baked as alms. And so it's really kind of a sweet tradition, that idea of not only do the poor children get something special on that day, but they're praying for those who have passed. And I know that even at Christmas, you know, this idea of going caroling and in exchange for the songs that are sung, they usually would get some waffle and things to keep them warm. But on Halloween, it was about that concept of caring for people. Now, there are other aspects of Halloween, like getting dressed up. How many of you are getting dressed up for Halloween? I have children, so it may be a necessity for me, but how many of you are getting dressed up for Halloween? One of the big reasons why people would get dressed up for Halloween is that it was their way of hiding themselves from vengeance, because they thought that the dead would come and wreak vengeance or havoc upon them, so they would try to disguise their identities. It's kind of interesting from that standpoint, and it's another reason why the whole pumpkin and the light, and again, there's a lot of fear that's associated with all of this. But in today's times, it's kind of been put to the where everybody's dressing up for Halloween. We're going to parade in the streets. We're going to collect candy. Or we're going to paper your place. So I'm hoping that people could bring more of a spiritual aspect, not just to Halloween, but to any day of their lives. But I know, not necessarily people here in Lilydale, but in surrounding communities, that Halloween is their big day. Is Halloween your big day? Let me know. You could leave a comment on Facebook. So some people's big day is Christmas or Easter, or, you know, maybe it's the birthday that's the most fantastic day for them. But, oh, hey, there's a comment on Facebook. You're never too old to beg for free candy. So, yes, I'm glad that you you like that, Tara, the celebration of those of the past. And, you know, I like that aspect of it. And if people need a holiday. Some people think that Halloween is like the day for spirit contact. But those of us who are mediums and those of us who have spirit contact for themselves, they know that that's not something that necessarily has to be reserved for one day in the year. And last year, for those of you who have been following Wednesdays with Willa for a long time or want to check out the archive videos, I had as my guest Mandy Shep, who at the time was the library director here at our Marion Skidmore Library in Lilydale, and very educated and very knowledgeable about many things. And she came on the show, and we were able to talk about the Day of the Dead and how it's actually 2 days of celebrations. And we really detailed the different cultural things that go on and spirit contact things that they do, especially for the Day of the Dead. So it really is fascinating. I will post a link to that tomorrow for the Day of the Dead, which is November 1st and then November 2nd. But I'll post a link to that video for those of you who haven't seen it yet. And I do admit, we are dressed up. Mandy at the time was wearing the Day of the Dead. She had the headdress. She looked absolutely beautiful. I pretty much just plopped some flowers on my head because in the Day of the Dead celebration, they do wear flowers, typically as a flower headdress. So you get to see us in our cheesy Day of the Dead costumes, or I should say mine was cheesy. But, you know, this idea of Halloween being scary, growing up, we really didn't go trick-or-treating. Some people probably think that I feel deprived. I don't. I, in fact, have a memory of we made some cookies. And this is before I knew about soul cakes. This is when I was a child. We made some cookies, and we knocked at our own door and did trick-or-treat for cookies. So who knew that, that many years later I would be sharing about soul cakes. But it's just kind of funny. I don't feel the need to go through the streets. I feel like my neighbors here in Lilydale want to see us and see the kids, and so we'll stop at some of the houses for that. But it's not something that really calls to me. Like I said, I'm not really into the spook and boo. I know people who really dress up their houses. They put spiders and cobwebs and, you know, all kinds of gory things on it. And, you know, if that's how they want to do it, that's fine. But it's certainly the macabre, and it's not what I deal with as a medium. So I think it's interesting. How many people, has anybody heard about the soul cakes before? Is this new information to you? I'm just kind of curious if any of you have heard about that before. Or if that's new information. I'm always collecting information of different religious understandings about things. I really try to educate myself about the different holidays that are out there and understandings, spiritual understandings that people have. So I by no means put myself out there as an expert, but certainly as a student of the universe, as it were. So if anybody has information about soul cakes or knew about that before I brought it up, please let me know. And, oh, that's interesting. I was just clicking on some of the stuff I had done. As far as that idea of inviting people to come receive treats for them, and being, you know, offered this as to pray for the souls of their friends, their relatives, and even pets, I think that whole that trick thing started to occur mainly because we do have people who like to do this poke at people thing. So it's something that we'll try to do. I'm getting some messages that there's a connection issue. I'm just going to see if there's anything I can do on my end. So if you see, like, the Facebook finger, you know why I'm doing that. I'm trying to see if there may be a poor Wi-Fi connection here. Occasionally our internet is not what we'd like it to be. So let me just see if this corrects the problem for us. Are you there still? Let's see if that works. Is that better for everybody? You may have had a little blip before I came back on. Okay, so does anybody have anything they want to share about Halloween? Anything else? Okay, I wanted to share with people, for those of you who have not had an opportunity to see, on Sunday evening, CNN aired a Lilydale, an episode about Lilydale, and the title of it was This is Life with Lisa Ling, The Mediums of Lilydale, and I was one of the featured mediums on the program, and I did a reading for two people, specifically geared more for the gentleman, and I really enjoyed being able to help him in that way. And one of the aspects of mediumship that I don't think people are necessarily as aware of is that mediumship is a form of spiritual counseling. And so next week, my guest is Colleen Vanderzijden. She's one of the people who has a Lilydale radio show. And as I said, I have different guests on the show typically. It's rare that I fly solo. But we're going to talk about mediumship as spiritual counseling because that's a big aspect of our work that we do. We're certainly working with people who are in different states of grief, sometimes very deep grief. Sometimes people just have something they need to work on, be it forgiveness or guilt or various aspects. So I'm really excited about next week's show for that reason. I think it's really a beautiful opportunity for healing to occur with people. And, there are all kinds of forms of counseling and all kinds of forms of spiritual counseling. So I do feel that mediumship offers the opportunity for people to have a healing conversation with their loved ones in spirit, perhaps get closure, perhaps get a start to closure and things like that. So I just wanted to put that out there. The next week's show will be about mediumship as spiritual counseling. And then the following week, I'll have Barbara Sanson on. She's a registered Lilydale medium, and she's also the chairperson of the Lilydale Healing Temple. So all those summer healing services, she helps to organize and direct the healers, and we give her a lot of credit. We'll talk about the heart of spiritual healing. And just for a heads up for people, I'll make a more official announcement on Facebook soon, but I have had an opportunity to do a pre-recorded thing with Mavis Patilla so that she can be on my Wednesdays with Willa show. So those of you who know who Mavis Patilla is, she is a UK, United Kingdom, medium, British medium, and so she's someone who has been a medium for many, many years and that we consider to be a wonderful teacher of mediumship. So she'll be my guest coming up here in November as well. So lots to look forward to this particular month of November. So I do see that I have some people that are on the line, and I want to make clear that I don't do readings on the show. I don't do that. It takes me a different kind of energy associated with doing a reading, and I really do what I can to prepare myself for a sacred and beautiful connection. But if you want to call in and talk about our topic today, which is Halloween, the spiritual side, then you may certainly call in. The call-in number for that is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. So if you have any positive comments or questions about Halloween or about Lilydale or about the Sunday episode, you're welcome to call in about that. But as I said, I won't be doing readings. So I do see, like I said, that I have some callers, and if they stay on the line after I told them I'm not doing readings, I'll take a caller ending in 5429. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Frank. I'm from California.
Hi, Frank. did you have a question or comment about Halloween or Lilydale?
Yes, Halloween. When I was younger, I never thought or realized what the actual time is for. But it's actually for celebrating spirits, the afterlife, and energy around you and everyone else. So, but it's really, really is something, this time of the year. And also Lilydale is, they have an exceptional amount of people over there. And as well as Mr. Gregory King, I've had readings with him, and he's the best which I've ever had readings with. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Hopefully someday I'll have a reading with you. Pardon?
Oh, that sounds great, Frank. I said I'm glad you have a spiritual understanding about Halloween and about spirit contact. That's beautiful.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in today, Frank, and I hope you continue listening.
I sure will. Many blessings. Thanks.
Many blessings. God bless. So, let's see. Wait, I'm missing some questions here. Yes. Have I seen the song for Soul Cakes? No. What is the song for Soul Cakes, I wonder? What is the song? There's a song for Soul Cakes? We may have to look this up for the song for Soul Cakes. I don't know that one. Someone writes in, I really love that the Day of the Dead is about respecting and loving your family that's passed on. Also, it's when the monarch butterflies return and marigold flowers represent this day. Aww. Oh, I think Halloween is one of the few times that people practice giving without expecting anything in return except happy children. Oh, how funny is that? So there must be a song about Soul Cakes, and we'll have to research this. But I guess somebody is willing to actually type it out. You are a sweetheart. I hope it's actually about the Soul Cakes that we're talking about. But, and there's a movement to change the date of Halloween to the last Saturday in October? Huh. Well, that's interesting because, of course, the Halloween, the reason why it is this day is because it's also clumped with the All Hallows Eve. They're probably trying to do the Saturday because they think that will help more people instead of having it on a day of the week. But quite honestly, most trick-or-treating is from 4 to 6 or 5 to 7 when it's light out. So, and that's still enough time for kids to get to bed. So I can only imagine that would be why they would ever consider changing the Halloween date. That's the only reason from that perspective. It's kind of interesting the way people view Halloween. It's very much you either love it or you hate it. It comes about with it. But for me, like I said, the observance of Halloween is more about just honoring those that have passed. It's another day that people are more geared to do that. And I'm personally, I'm not into the spook and boo. I'm not into the fear. And I don't want to live my life in that space at all. So if anyone wants to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And today we're talking about Happy Halloween and the spiritual side. And for those of you who noticed the picture that I used to advertise for this event on my Facebook page, it was a pumpkin. And that was a freshly carved pumpkin that I did with heart eyes. So, again, I can't help it. I'm one of those that tends to be more on the positive side. Other people have the scary pumpkins, and I'll leave it to them to be part of that. Oh, the millennials are behind the movement so they can have a party and not go to work the next day. Oh, see, it's about the adults then. So, again, Halloween has become about the adults, I guess, is what I would take from that statement, that that's why they would want to move it to Saturday. I'm glad that I don't have to be in charge of any of these dates. I'm glad that I don't have to be in charge. But I will tell you this, that usually when people try to fix anything, there's a corresponding wave of energy that takes it another way. It's interesting how, maybe you've noticed this in your life, that when people get on a crusade to do something, what they don't realize is are the ramifications of how it affects other people in other ways. So I really try to take stock of that when I make decisions myself. Is this in the highest and best good? Is this in the highest and best good of others? I do that for big things and not so big things, because I really want to be in harmony with what needs to proceed at that particular time. And soul cake, I pray thee, good missus, a soul cake. One for Peter, one for Paul, three for him. What matters all? Oh, my goodness. An apple, a pear, a plum. Thank you, Mary Ellen. This is awesome. And so for those of you who want to know the soul cake song, we have it in the comment section of this particular Halloween show. So that's fun. And other people I've brought up the concept of soul cake had never heard of it either. So it's kind of titillating, most definitely. Now, I will say that when it comes to the hallowed life, the idea of having a holy life, we, again, can do that year-round. And it's something that it's a recognition of bringing the spiritual light to the situation. One of the things that's so beautiful about a pumpkin when it's all lit up is that it glows from the inside, and that you can really see that it beams out, and it's that radiant representation of the divine light that is within us all. It's something that we all have the ability to connect and ignite the soul, ignite that spiritual flame within us. And so when I light my pumpkin, I'm thinking of this idea of the radiance outward. So, that's a beautiful way that I look at it. And I'm sure when other people are doing the pumpkins, they probably aren't thinking that at all. They're just glad they got it all done. But it's like this kind of finish of the spiritual light from the pumpkins. So I know that time is flying by here in the show already, and I've already told you about some of the upcoming shows. I wanted to also put it out there if there's something in particular that you would like me to teach about, either through a radio show or an in-person class here at Lilydale. I'm thinking of doing like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of workshop. And if there's something in particular that you would like to know or learn about, you can let me know. You can post in the comments of today's show if you wish, or you can just email me. I may not be able to always respond, but I will at some point be able to see it and take the information in and make my decisions with asking the highest and best good about that. But I just thought I'd put it out there to you if there's something in particular that you'd like to learn about or know about. And there are so many ways that we can look at the holidays, we can look at the events in our life from a spiritual perspective. And I hope that today's show has kind of given you a piece of that today too, that when you see the jack-o'-lanterns out there, that you're going to think more of the divine light, the protective light, the purpose of life, of being guided, directed from a godly fashion, in a godly way. And then also when you have this give and receive of the treats, as it were, that you can use it as an opportunity to say, I see the divine in you. And this is an opportunity for you to see the divine in me. Because you ultimately want to speak to someone's soul. And when I think about the costume association with Halloween, about trying to protect from vengeance, I think people do put that mask on when they don't want to get hurt in their everyday lives. But there's an interesting Sufi traditional poet that does tell a story. And he talks about how when people are asking, who are you? And they want to know the depths of your being and how that relates to how you're relating to them in their life. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over my words about this. But it's the idea of a skit that we have going on with another person. Hi, how are you? Good, how are you? That we do. And we also have, do I see that true person? Will I ever see this true person? Who is this one that is in front of me? And so in Halloween, we're kind of trying to guess, are people who are our friends, are these people who are strangers? And so we have that in our everyday life that is heightened in a Halloween experience. So please know that you can bring that soul recognition to any experience that you have in life, and that compassion for them, and also that strength of being in that soul response way instead of knee-jerk reaction. So I know I kind of veered off some of the Halloween topics, but when looking at the spiritual side of any of this, we have the opportunity to bring the light to the occasion, that in the darkness we do see the light. So thank you all for tuning in today. And I'll see you next week on Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. As I said, there are two ways to tune in: on the Facebook page and also on the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio site. Happy Halloween, everyone, and God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.